The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, I am. And it's a gorgeous, gorgeous day outside after the rain that we had and kind of got a free car wash yesterday, right? Just really came down pretty hard in this good old Washington metropolitan area. Kind of cloudbursts here and there and every place. But make sure you get out and just go for a very gentle walk. That suppressive heat is not out there right now. So if you have the opportunity, please go enjoy it. Have a lot to talk to you about today. We have a whole lot going on in our world and, you know, from, you know, supposed vaccines and this new Delta variant. And that's part of what we're going to talk about. I want you to make sure that you're up to date with some factual information, things that you need to know about, and, you know, take action to make sure you and your family are protected adequately. You know, it's kind of fun to walk around, particularly in this Washington metropolitan area, and kind of see the fractions of people. And when you look at and how they protect themselves and so forth, and or not protecting themselves, so to speak, and the conclusions that are being drawn, you say, man, this world has really perhaps lost its, you know, intellectual integrity, I think. I don't know. But, you know, if you go to drtomrozelle.com, it's drtomrozelle.com, you're going to see, as time goes on, a whole bunch of information. We're redesigning everything that we do. It's going to be tied into the radio program and the websites, both the office website at rozellecare.com, but drtomrozelle.com or drtomrozelle.com. Live.com, either one. And we're going to try to bring you some information and products, by the way, that you can purchase and use for you and your family. We're going to put things out. We're going to give you the reasons why and what happens and so forth. But let's get into the program a little bit today, because, again, I do all kinds of reading. And when I come across something that I think you need to know about, then, you know, we're going to discuss it. And this is one of those days. This is one of those programs that we really have to kind of pick things apart. Just give us a call, though, at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. And we'll handle anything that you have in your mind as well. But having said that, we're starting to hear a whole lot about something called the new Delta virus variant, right? But the problem is that it's going to engender lockdowns again, or at least that's what a lot of different countries would like to let you know about. And so let's talk about that a little bit. And I'm going to draw for a couple of articles that were as recent as June of this year, and I'm going to give you the background information. But what I want you to know is this: the emergence of this new SARS-CoV-2 variant is apparently out of India. It's called the Delta variants may result, in my opinion, in a new round of lockdowns around the world, you know, and it's already starting in places like Chile and the UK, and the things that they're putting out there is like, my God, really, people? This is like crazy. And interesting that a lot of these countries that are talking about lockdowns have the highest rates of people receiving these vaccines. And so you would think that they would be the most protected, but not necessarily so. Then you could do the flip side. You go to people in Sweden that never locked down, that didn't push anything, and they seem to be doing really, really well. Well, we're going to kind of pick that apart a little bit for you today. And really what I want you to know is that be very, very careful, and not about the virus. You should be careful about bringing up your immune system, but more importantly, be very careful about what you're being told and ask the questions, and just don't go to one source. You need to go to multiple sources. You know, I've encouraged you often to go to Joe Mercola's website, mercola.com. Great information, very well researched. And Dr. Rima's website as well. those are two that can really be depended on for factual information. So let's get into it a little bit. This Delta variant, or we can say the Indian variant, right, is now hitting the UK. And, you know, there's a supposedly there's a surge in cases, and they're occurring mostly among younger people between 12 and 20. Well, as we get into the program, you're going to find out that even if that's the case, it ain't necessarily so devastating. You know, the Public Health England research organization suggests two doses of this Pfizer mRNA COVID shot, and they say that the effectiveness rate is about 88% against the Delta variant. Maybe, but you're talking about dumbing down the impact, not getting rid of the problem. See, even if you've had any of these vaccines, you still can transmit it to anybody. It doesn't make it go away. So when we go back and we look at a report in June 11th, shows that a hospital patient, you know, if you have a hospital patient, right, you are six times more likely to die of the COVID Delta variant if you are fully vaccinated than if you're not vaccinated at all. Listen to what I just said. June 11th, 2021, the Public Health England research report shows that a hospitalized patient, if you've had the vaccine, you're six times more likely to die of the COVID Delta variant than if you're not vaccinated at all. Interesting, right? Well, we'll get into this a little bit more just in a second, but this data is beginning to tell different stories if you really look at it. See, people are handpicking the information that you want, or they want to tell you. So here's one, and this is a factual extract from the PHE, the Public Health England Institute, right? So they said that 33,206 Delta variant cases admitted to the hospital, 19,573 were not vaccinated. Of those, 23 died. 23 died, or 0.1175%. Did you hear that number? 0.1175%. But of the 13,633 patients who were vaccinated with either one or two doses, 19.1393 died, which is 18.6% higher than the other. Now, in either case, that number is extremely low. You're talking 33,206 people, and you put those numbers together, it's infinitesimal. What is going on here? Why are we using numbers to prove points when the numbers don't bear out the points? So you go down and you read this. So, you know, look it up and go in and see if you can find that report. It's straight up. It gives you data, and you need to really understand it. According to this research, it also claims the Delta variant is 64% more likely to transmit within households than this other one. It's called the Kent or the Alpha variant that had previously dominated, and that's a 44% more transmissible outside of the house. But even still, as you go down and you look at the numbers are very, very low. It's craziness. But then you got Boris Johnson, right? The Prime Minister of England. He's considering more lockdowns. I think this COVID infected their brain, my opinion, because they're not looking at numbers. Anybody who has even a basic understanding of mathematics and putting these numbers together has to understand that these aren't significant. Here in the United States, the Delta variant accounts for about 10% of cases, and supposedly is doubling about every 2 weeks, according to the Food and Drug Administration. This guy by the name of Dr. Scott Gottlieb, who spoke on the variant on a Face the Nation broadcast. This goes back in June of this last month, 2021. Interestingly, right? Interesting. It says that the information is beyond untrustworthy. Interesting, right? They use that word. I would encourage you, go in and start doing your own informational research on this, because you're going to start seeing different data across the board. Now, what I want you to understand, and I've said a thousand times, is that, and we're going to talk about it just a little bit, when you get the vaccine, this thing locks up your mRNA. Your RNA is the one that directs your DNA to create a antibody reaction to the spike protein. And that's important to understand, but it does it permanently. And so there's other pieces of the puzzle that you're not going to have, other viral patterns that you're not going to be able to form adequate amounts of antibody reactions. And when you talk about immunological responses, there are many different pieces of immune system. One is your mucus. You know, that's your first line of defense, your spit, right? And that's your IgA antibody response. Then you have your T cells. And that's a whole different thing that not a whole lot of people are talking about, but we'll try to touch upon that. You know, these are one of these things. I wish this program was 3 hours so I could tell you all kinds of things, but I have to just touch upon it so I can get you to, you know, do some homework as well. Kind of interesting. And this United Kingdom research group, right, reveals that the rolling average of infections, positive tests, which may be symptomatic or not symptomatic, as it has sharply declined in January 2021 from a high of an infection rate of 68,000 and change in early January to a low of 1,649 cases in May, the end of May. And the hospitalizations, you know, dropped exponentially as well and dramatically. Kind of an interesting quotation. They said, you know, in the United States, the CDC, our wonderful guidance organization, right, showed a total of 204 teens aged 12 to 17, 204, were admitted to the hospital for COVID. Now, this goes back between January and March of this year. These are hardly major numbers. 204, do the math, my friends. It's not that many people. And fewer than one third required intensive care. And guess what? According to the CDC, none of them died. No one, nothing. No one died. Meanwhile, there are at least four deaths among the 12 to 17 year olds following COVID vaccinations. That's interesting. We're going to get into that a little bit more. This data should hit you right between the eyes today, but don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. I will be right back.
It's great to be back in the DMV. The Dan Bongino Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizzo. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. It's a beautiful Sunday in the nation's capital. Hopefully you have plans to go out and enjoy it. We're talking a little bit about the new variant, this new SARS-CoV-2 variant that's out there called the Delta variant. And I'm quoting some information from the Centers of Disease Control and some things coming out of the UK and the things that they're talking about there. And as always, listen, I want you to make sure that you do your own research. Remember, my job is to provoke you. My job is to kind of stimulate your interest and to get you to look at things objectively and not listen to one platform or the other, and to do your own analysis, but do it with data that's correct, that's accurate. And then ask yourself a question. Does this make sense? By the way, we have a new website that's kind of gonna entice you, that's going to attract you, is simply drtomrizzo.com. And if you go into it, you're gonna find that there's all kinds of things that are interest, even from products. Way back in the early spring, we had the director of a company out of Texas called Phoenix Biologic Research, and they have a extract of the oleander plant that seemed to be very impactful, or so they showed their data to be, on COVID and other viral patterns and so forth. And it's available there through their company, so you can go on and click it and go directly in the company. There's a device, an air tamer device that you can wear around your neck, and it kills off about 99% of all viral elements. And we're going to be adding more and more pieces. We're in the process of constructing that right now. So enjoy it. You can go into the Result Center website from there. They link back and forth. But enjoy the process and let us know what you want to see there. And we're going to begin to put data out. And don't forget that within a few weeks, you'll have the opportunity to enjoy the video version of Ageless Health, our new podcast that will be tied into what we're doing here on the radio as well. So, but we'll keep you up to date and want to make sure that you have all that information available to you. So let's get back a little bit to this, this Delta variant. And according to the CDC and the reporting, they said that there were 4 reported deaths among 12 to 17 year olds following the COVID vaccination. Now, following the COVID vaccination, none that had to do with COVID itself. So along with several hundred adverse reports, including dozens of cases of heart inflammation, which we know there's a myocarditis and a pericarditis problem for many men, particularly younger men, following these vaccines. And again, I'm quoting directly from the CDC, not this isn't something that I'm making up on my own. So as you get into and you look at mainstream media and health authorities and what they're putting out there, they have not highlighted the number of children infected or hospitalized. And it's a clear hint, in my opinion, that children are really not at great risk from either the original situation or this COVID variant. In my opinion, they're engendering fear-mongering, if you will. And I'll let you make that decision, but I want you to do your homework. I want you to go research this and do it the right way, not just one platform, but get in and really begin to pull it apart. If you go into Wikipedia, there's a history of this process. And if I can find the article I was looking at this morning, it was kind of very interesting. I think if we get into it, it simply is if you go in and do, history of COVID, I think it's a history of COVID-19 vaccine development. That's on Wikipedia. That's extremely interesting. Read it. And then start reading all the stuff that's available. Just don't stop, if you will, at one article. There's so much that's out there that you need to know about. But please, 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 do your research, do your homework. You're all smart people. Don't just, sit back and take somebody else's opinion, for this stuff, because you're going to get yourself in trouble. All right, let's talk a little bit more. We're going to be coming up to a break. I'm going to bring you much more after that. But the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, our CDCs, our friends out there in prevention, they show adolescent hospitalizations for COVID-19 peaked at a rate of about 2.1 per 100,000 hospital admissions, and that was early January 2021. But by March, it declined to 0.6 per 100,000. And then it popped up again to about 1.3 in April. And, but do the math, do the statistics. A common cold, the flu, and so forth was far more impactful over the years and far more deadly than this could ever be to children. And meanwhile, we're pushing vaccinations for kids going to school and colleges and so forth. My brain says something's wrong here, my friends. Let's check it out. We're coming up to a break. When I come back after the break, I have a whole lot more data. Don't go away. We'll be right back after some very important messages.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, I am. It's a beautiful day in the nation's capital. Make sure you get out and enjoy it today. It's gorgeous outside. We're talking about some of the things that are, more controversial, meaning the things that I want you to do your own research on. It's called the COVID vaccine, the Delta variant, things of that nature. Remember, you know, I'm trying to set aside my opinion, and please be sure to understand I am not directing you to do anything. I'm just stimulating your interest to do further research. But when you do the research, make sure that you're looking at both sides of the puzzle and realize that data can be made to present both sides of the story, depending on whose agenda it's trying to support, right? So understand that, and understand that, you know, any viral pattern for somebody who's immunologically suppressed can be serious. My brain, having been a doctor in natural healthcare for 44 years, I asked the question, what can I do to support the patient's immunological responses and make those better than what they so they don't have to go through any kind of exposure and subsequent sickness, you know, that could be, you know, increased morbidity or mortality. We know that any kind of viral pattern, we have to have increased levels of vitamin D. We have to make sure that we're in that sweet spot. We have to make sure that our zinc levels are adequate. We might make sure that our vitamin D levels are up. We have to make sure that we're not eating tons of sugars and fast-acting carbohydrates and getting a little bit of exercise, something as simple as going for a walk. All of those things will increase your body's immunological response to virtually everything that's out there. So take a look at your lifestyle, my friends, and say, hey, listen, am I doing what I need to be doing? Am I, you know, taking care of myself? Or am I exposed? Do I have a little bit too much around the midsection? You know, is it difficult for me to walk up a set of stairs? Do I huff and puff if I do something a little bit outside the normal? If the answer is yes, and particularly yes and yes and yes, then I would encourage you, I would stimulate you to make a change very quickly, because the things that are coming down in our world are coming down very rapidly. There's a whole control mechanism that is out there. You know, Sue and I were watching television the other night. We like to watch the History Channel and the Science Channels and so forth. And we were looking through a history of pandemics and going back to the Spanish flu, which my grandmother died back in Sicily. And we were looking at the bubonic plague and things of that nature and how it ran through the world and really had actually several different surges and what the differences were and how people and where it took place. And what it showed it was significant is that people who lived lifestyles that were very stressful, were in dirty environments, were eating foods and so forth, were not quite as supportive, they're the ones that had the greatest susceptibility to things. So that would, in my brain, would lead me to think that if you do certain things to take care of yourself, you might be in a better place. You know, the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax and Core Concepts Chiropractic by Rozelle in Ashburn have been dedicated to increasing your immunological response by making sure your nervous system's working the way it's supposed to, your biochemistry is doing what it's supposed to be doing, and so forth. So I would, you know, take lead, go to the websites, listen to the things that we have to tell you, and then make your own decisions. And that's the important piece. Make sure you are looking at things properly. I read an article the other day and it said the nation has to be fully and evenly vaccinated. I wrote it down because I wanted to quote it to you directly. It said, if we have any hope of navigating our way out of an epidemic, of this epidemic, it's also the surest way to protect young people in this region, meaning the United States. And a guy by the name of Hotz, he was going to the CDC data, interpreting it his way, right? And so here's the problem. When you look at data, you have to interpret it, and you interpret it based on emotion and sometimes fear. And when you have a fear pattern that's promoting something, you really can't interpret the data properly. So is there cause to be concerned about this new Delta variant that we started out the show talking about it, or any other variant for that matter? Well, there's another doc. His name is Dr. Mike Yeadon, and he was interviewed by Planet Lockdown. It was kind of very interesting. He's a life science researcher and former vice president and chief scientist of allergy and respiratory research at, guess where? Pfizer. And his answer was absolutely no. The interview is very interesting. It's part of a full-length documentary on Planet Lockdown. You can find it online and I urge you to check it out. And he said, basically, everything your government has told you about this virus, everything that you need to do to stay safe, Yeardon says, quote unquote, is a lie, every part of it. So check out that interview and make your own decision. He talks about, you know, asymptomatic transmission to the vaccines, to not, and then he goes on to say, not one of those things is supported by any sort of science whatsoever. It gets your attention very quickly. And he talks about the immune system and the different parts of the immune system. In the interview, he talks about innate immunity and mucosal antibody and T cells and all of those things. You need to know. You're smart people. You need to know. So go in and check it out. Look at his interview. It's on Planet Lockdown. You'll find it. It's easy to access. So when we look at any type of situation, we've got to look at not only the things they're telling us, but the things behind the scenes that they're not telling us. When I was in school and I was studying immunological responses, you know, you look about T cells and how they affect viral entities and how they really defend you against any type of respiratory virus. And we've totally forgotten about that. You know, it's quite normal for the RNA virus that we've been playing with for this last 18 months, the SARS-CoV-2, when it replicates to make basically errors in its replication, it's got a very good error detection, error correction system that virus does, as well as other viruses do as well. So that's why they call them variants, right? They begin to morph. They begin to change. They begin to adapt. That's why the flu from one year is different than the flu of another year. It's really important that if you find the variant that's most different from the sequence that was originally identified in the laboratory and was said in Wuhan, right? That variance, that change, that shift, according to the research study, is only about 0.3% different from the original sequence. That's not a lot. And, you know, let's put it in a kind of a different perspective. It's 99.7% identical to the original one. So when you have that situation and you start developing herd immunity and your body response is much more significant, your T cell memory, this immune pattern, already knows what to do. And it's very similar. So when they started talking about, you know, booster shots and things of that situation, you got to start thinking very seriously about what's really, really going on. There was an interview by a talk radio host. Her name is Julia Hartley Brewer, and she shares her opinion on all this, saying that in the United Kingdom particularly does not open on Freedom Day, June 21st, 2021, as planned, then the lockdowns that are going to go there are likely to continue, as she said, and I'm quoting, forever. That means they're using the situation to manipulate the population. I don't know. Make your own judgment calls on this, but it's enough to make me do a little bit more research and see what's really behind the scenes. She's kind of an interesting talk show host. I've listened to her online a couple times, and she and you know, Boris Johnson just recently announced a 4-week delay to lockdown lifting, but Ms. Brewer said that I'm going to quote her at this point. She says, "We have to get out of this, and if it's not now, it may never be. We need to get back to the old normal where we have our freedoms intact and our ability to make our own decisions." So I encourage you, make sure that you're doing your homework, that you're referencing everything that you need to reference, and understand that what happens from here forward is really about all of us being involved. And I don't mean violently or in tremendous protest, but contacting the right people, understanding what's being put out there. You know, the National Vaccine Information Center recently posted more than 50 video presentations from the pay-for-view 5th International Public Conference on Vaccination held last year in October. You can find those, and they made them available to everyone for free. You don't even have to pay for them. So you go to NVIC 2020 conference, and you'll find them. The conference theme was very interesting. It was, quote, protecting health and autonomy in the 21st century, end quote. It had physicians and scientists and other health professionals and human rights activists and faith community leaders and constitutional civil rights attorneys, and it went on and on and on. It was, and they talked about, you know, children vaccinations, and they talked about law and ethics and disease and across the board. It wasn't just about the coronavirus, but it's something that every one of us should make available to not only ourselves, but our family and our friends, and encourage them to look at them, and you can find them and really spend the time. You owe it to yourself to spend the time to make a difference in your life moving forward. This is too important to sit on the sidelines. This is too important to allow people who are talking heads, if you will, who are public authorities with no background whatsoever, to take information, if you will, and manipulate it so it scares the hell out of you. By mid-October last year, there were dozens of scientists that claimed that herd immunity threshold was somewhere around between 9% and 43%. That means that the vast majority of the global world population by then were already at low risk of serious illness, and the data was significant. And then they said, you know, go to Sweden, you know, and look at their data. They didn't shut down at all during 2020. And their herd immunity threshold, according to their scientists and their reporting agencies, was about 17%. So what am I telling you? I'm telling you that there's multiple sides to the same story, and you really need to be absolutely careful relative to what's being put out there. If you respect your ability to be free and choose the direction of your life and that of your family, it's important that you understand all the data and not just the emotional political rhetoric that is being put upon us almost on a daily basis based on God knows what. I have my own opinion, but we'll keep that to myself before I get myself in a whole lot more trouble than I've already been in. And you have to understand that there's ways of protecting yourself, and that starts with information and education. You must do the homework. You must understand in a very simple way of what your choices are and what the outcomes are relative to this. You know, again, I want to go back a little bit and give you a little bit more data that you should be aware of. And if you go to Wikipedia and you look up history of COVID-19 vaccine development, the article that they published is really quite extensive and interesting. And when you go through and you question everything, just take a look, read through it. And it has sections on, you know, the different international organizations that were involved and, you know, the national governments that were involved, and there's how it came about from, you know, the laboratories, the pharmaceutical companies, and you can get in and take a look at those. The development of the vaccine in the early stages, how far that goes back, what happened. And the interesting thing about the amount of money that was put on the table, it was like, and they used the statement, a gold rush for the different companies that were developing this. So they had an inherent interest based on profitability and entrepreneurship. My opinion, those are words coming out of my mouth, but not the quote of a gold rush. That was in the article itself. But it talks about biosafety and antibody-dependent enhancement and things of that nature. The the article is one of the most extensive I've seen. But again, it's only one side of the story, and you need to take that to spur you on to find the other sides of the story as well. Very, very well referenced, but do your homework, my friends, and you hear me, that's what I keep saying, do your homework. So hopefully all the things I brought about today are going to spur you in that direction. I got a couple of things we're going to wrap up the program with. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roszell Live. Don't go away. I'll be right back after some important messages.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Roszell here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Roszell Live, as you do every Sunday at 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. Those of you out west, you know the math. And again, those of you who are getting us either on podcast afterwards or online, we appreciate you, particularly our men and women in service. Thank you so very much for what you do. And as always, anything that I can help you with, anything that you need, any direction that I can suggest to you, please feel free. All you have to do is go to one of two websites. You can go to RoszellCare.com or DrTomRoszell.com. You know, the doctors at the Roszell Center for Healing in Fairfax are able to offer you a multidiscipline approach to your health. Not only do we specialize in an area of healthcare called applied kinesiology, which really means this, we look at the why behind things. We look at, you know, why things occur. Is it injury to the nervous system? Is it biochemical, bioelectrical, and that includes bugs and stuff of that nature? Or is it the way your mind works? And we put all those pieces together to try to find the best fit for you in an integrative pattern. Having said that, anything that we can do to help before you even come in to see us, any questions that you may have, if you'd like to talk to one of the doctors there, 703-698-7117, 703-698-7117. Or you can simply reach out through email. You go to RoszellCare.com. That's RoszellCare.com, RoszellCare.com. Or you can go to DrTomRoszell.com. And that's the one that we do the radio program with. If you go to RoszellCare.com, there's an immune system kit, supplementation that the Roszell Center recommends that will boost and enhance your immunological support. Take advantage of it. You know, in these trying times, that may be one of the best things. That's what I do. And you'll find that virtually everything on that is something that I take on a regular basis. So reach out. Our job is to keep you well. Our job is to keep you abreast, but to stimulate your interest. Remember what I've said repeatedly over the years? You know, don't believe anybody or anything you hear except including me. Well, that means what we want you to do is get provoked enough that you're going to do your own homework. You're going to do your own vetting and see if what's being said is accurate. But I want you to do that with everybody else too. I want you to, anytime you hear something on television, ask yourself the question, is there another side to this? Is there something else that I should consider? Is there a different approach? What are the real numbers? You know, when they start saying, well, the numbers are going up in regards to what's the comparison? You know, when you're talking about less than a half of a percentage point, a quarter of a percentage point, that's not catastrophic. There's no way that it even comes close to making any sense when they're saying a pandemic of sorts and a lockdown of sorts. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. However, what does make sense is that if you really don't understand the sequela, the consequences of a lot of things that they're putting out there to protect you, i.e. these vaccines, you have to be aware. Stay tuned, my friends. You have to make sure you understand what your options are and then make informed decisions. We've been putting our heads together with a group of doctors actually from around the country and trying to come up with an approach that will help modify, minimize some of the side effects of these COVID vaccines. And the group of people I deal with are integrative care doctors, people who are in the natural world. And there's things out there like N-acetylcysteine and class 4 lasers and detoxifiers. And there's certain mushrooms and that we're going to have that available on the website as well. So stay tuned. We'll publish information about that and the things that can help you modify, mitigate, if you will, perhaps some of the potential problems that are going to come about as time goes on. Again, my job is to do one thing and one thing only, is to spur your interest in doing your own homework. That's why we do this program on a weekly basis. We'll give you information that might make a huge difference in your health. We want to make sure that you have the opportunity to make your own choices. Virginia right now is basically opened up, where you can go and come as you will based on the different companies. They can make their own decisions. If they want you masked, you come to the Results Center for Healing. We leave that choice up to you. We have HEPA filters throughout the office. We're still being very careful relative to surfaces. But again, it's up to you, and you have to make those choices. You have to support all the information that comes down to you one way or the other. You have to choose, right? But the only way you can choose is to have all the data. You know, so, you know, should there be, you know, a human challenge on any of these things for these trials? I don't think so. I mean, where do we forget to start using, you know, non-humans as the trial? And then, oh my God, we have this effect that we didn't count on. It's up to you. Check it out, my friends. Make sure you do the homework. There's a new drug that, you know, that Lancet put out there. It's called Sinovac vaccine, and it supposedly is effective against the COVID-19. Interesting, right? So check that out. Understand what that's about. It's what countries were the trials for this and so forth. Do your data. Remember, I'm here every Sunday for you. And for one reason and one reason only, I love you all. I'll see you next week. Have a good week. Bye-bye.